If President Biden's State of the Union address was the opening speech of the general election, we thought it might be useful to try to understand how voters heard it. So NPR senior White House correspondent Tamara Keith spent the evening with an independent voter in a state that Biden hopes to win in November. And Tam joins us now from Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning, Tam.
Good morning.
So, Tam, tell us about the person you watched the State of the Union with.
Karen Seagraves is a 52-year-old nurse by training who now works as a consultant for hospitals and tech companies. And she is the kind of voter that the Biden campaign is trying to persuade. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she is one person. She is not a representative sample of the electorate.
Yeah.
But recent polling commissioned by the AARP found that women 50 plus are the biggest wild card in this election. They are, as a group, reliable voters who are more politically moderate than many other voting blocs. And they have a lot of things that they're worried about.
Mm-hmm. Does that description reflect Karen Seagraves' politics?
Yeah, absolutely. Seagraves is a proudly independent voter. She's voted for her whole life, but never registered a party preference. And she hates to talk about politics.
I shied away from politics because to me, it was a bunch of people screaming at each other on TV. And I really hate conflict.
And yet she welcomed me into her home.
Come on in. Oh, this is Little Buddy.
Little Buddy is her cat. Seagraves has a busy work life, lots of volunteer commitments, and a passion for live music. She has three adult children and two grandchildren.
I'm their grandmother, so I can say they're gorgeous. Actually, I'm their Nana. But here's just a few pictures of them.
She's flipping through a photo book and points to a picture of two kiddos in the arms of their dad.
That's my son, who's deployed right now.
Her son is an active duty officer in the Army, and he's at the start of a 9-month deployment. Seagraves says she votes based on the issues she cares about, not the party of the candidates. And what she cares about is informed by her life.
Being a caregiver, having aging parents, you know, having a daughter, having a son who's in the military, having, you know, all the things I have to worry about going forward for myself in my future and retirement. It just, there's a lot on the table.
Seagraves says reproductive rights are important to her because of her daughter. And she is appalled by the recent Alabama Supreme Court decision that stopped in vitro fertilization treatments there. She wants everyone to have access to health care, and she wants Social Security to be there when she's ready to retire. And she's a big supporter of the military. She told me she'd be watching for all of these things in the State of the Union.
And I need to know how he's going to keep my son safe.
She wants a strong president and someone she can be proud of supporting, and finds her 2024 choices lacking.
I wish I could take bits and pieces from, at least from their track records, and put them together and add a few ingredients and make the perfect president.
She tries to watch the State of the Union every year, usually with popcorn and wine. This time, she's watching it with an eye to how she'll vote in November.
Here we go. Here's the president.
About 10 minutes into this speech, her ears perk up when Biden starts talking about reproductive rights. He starts with IVF, then moves on to abortion.
I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
Wow, I'm glad he's addressing that one head on.
She says even some of her Republican friends are upset about what is happening with reproductive rights in this country after the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade.
And he's actually giving it a lot of time, which I like too.
At one point, Biden calls for giving teachers a raise, and Seagraves loves it.
I want to give public school teachers a raise.
Yes. My daughter just took a job in a school district in Chattanooga, and it's even less than what she was making to teach in Texas. It's really a labor of love.
When Democrats start chanting 4 more years, she laughs.
4 more years. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
It's a campaign speech.
That's hard to deny with all Biden's mentions of his predecessor and policy promises that would only be possible in a second term if Democrats gained control of Congress. Compared to his usual speeches, Biden's address was fiery. But an hour in, Seagraves isn't feeling it.
I think this entire thing has been lackluster. I can't think of a better word. Just vanilla.
Seagraves has seen stories about Biden's age and generally thinks the concerns are overblown. Nothing she sees in this speech changes that view. Near the end, Biden addresses the age issue head on.
I know it may not look like it, but I've been around a while.
And turns it to say it gives him historical perspective.
My lifetime has taught me to embrace freedom and democracy, a future based on core values that have defined America: honesty, decency, dignity, equality.
That was the best sentence of the entire speech. And he was able to leverage his age in a positive way.
We mute the TV when Biden is done. He hit on a lot of things Seagraves wanted to hear, but often only with a line or two. She says she doesn't have any better sense of how he plans to keep troops like her son safe. She wanted more depth instead of a speech that just hit all the bases.
Like, sometimes you kind of say to yourself, I'm never going to get that hour of my life back. You know, I just have that feeling.
She seems disappointed.
I wanted to say that I could have come away from this saying I'm ready to vote for this guy for president. But what I feel like I took away from it is that I feel the same way I did before, that he's really just a nice guy.
Okay, so there were moments that she seemed on board with the speech, but overall she described it as lackluster rather than inspiring. So what did you learn from watching the State of the Union with her?
Well, one thing that stood out to me in our conversation was that she feels like Biden doesn't get a lot of coverage for what he's actually doing. And as someone whose job it is to cover him, I could have taken that as an insult, but but I didn't. You know, it's instructive. She's not unique. There are a lot of people who only get their political news in bits and pieces or not at all. And, you know, I've watched hundreds of Biden speeches. She's only watched a few, including the one last night. And the other thing is, this campaign does not feel real for her yet. I tried to poke and prod and figure out how she plans to vote in November. And she said that there's just way too much that could change between now and then for her to even say. So I guess I am here to tell you that she is up for grabs and that the campaigns have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, a lot can change in 8 months. NPR's Tamara Keith, thank you for your reporting.
You're welcome.